VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel, and Israel has responded with airstrikes on Gaza, a day after deadly clashes on the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli officials say rocket fire wounded at least 10 people, including a 19-year-old soldier who was critically hurt when a mortar shell hit a bus. They say in total, there were about 300 rockets and mortar launches from Gaza, with some of the shells hitting houses. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed 3 people, including 2 militants, and wounded 9 others. Israeli warplanes also destroyed the premises of the Hamas television station Al-Aqsa. Staff at the office evacuated before the attack, following a warning by Israel's military. Afghan officials say at least 6 people were killed in a suicide bomb blast near a checkpoint in front of a high school in central Kabul on Monday. Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan Province claimed responsibility for the attack. The international human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor because of what it called her failure to speak out about or halt grave atrocities against her country's Rohingya Muslim population. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
This is truly a tragedy.
Amnesty awarded the former pro-democracy activist and longtime political prisoner its top honor in 2009. Amnesty's Asia-Pacific advocacy manager, Francisco Bencosme, told VOA his organization is deeply disappointed in Aung San Suu Kyi for not forcefully speaking out for the Rohingya and other minority groups in Myanmar.
We gave her the award in 2009, in part because we felt, and it was our expectation, that as an ambassador of conscience, she would continue to use her moral authority to speak out against injustice around the world, but in particular in Myanmar.
This is VOA News. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California. Authorities say 31 people have been killed, another 228 are unaccounted for. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
This is truly a tragedy.
Governor Jerry Brown says you can blame climate change for this.
A certain amount of dryness in the vegetation, in the soil, in the air. Then the winds get up 50, 60 miles an hour. This is what happens.
A massive wall of fire.
Kathy Fallon lives in devastated Paradise, California.
I just grabbed the hose and started spraying down the barn.
Paradise was wiped off the map, in the words of one fire official.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that his country has heard a recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I had a conversation with President Erdogan just a couple of weeks ago over the phone. Here in Paris, we had brief exchanges in which I thanked him for his strength in responding to the Khashoggi situation.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he had shared the recording with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. Protests and litigation are dominating the vote recount in the U.S. state of Florida's pivotal races for governor and U.S. Senate.
All 67 counties in Florida are facing a state-ordered deadline of Thursday to complete their recounts. It was a weekend of recount drama in Broward and Palm Beach counties, home to large concentrations of Democratic voters. Governor Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, is suing the Broward supervisor of elections over incompetence and gross mismanagement. Unofficial results showed Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson was 0.14 percentage points. In the Florida governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis led Democrat Andrew Gillum by 0.41 percentage points. I'm Julie Walker.
Stan Lee, the mastermind behind Marvel Comics' universe of superheroes, has died at age 95. And Douglas Rain has died.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Rain was the voice of HAL 9000 from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
But the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, HAL?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Rain was 90 years old. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News. Best news.